Blog Talk Radio.
Kilroy, the sheriff, the U.S. biggest import, entertainment, the U.S. biggest export, entertainment, sports, music, fashion, it's entertainment, cell phones, reality shows, and PlayStations. Today, if Rosa Parks was waiting on us, it's sad, she'd still be on the back of the bus.
True.
Instead of you fighting for freedom with me, you'll take to the streets to burn a jersey, discuss an ESPN Super Bowl show, where a false king said if he'd stay or go to Miami for brighter lights and a title. So
just do it.
Stop following false idols.
Yeah.
Ring around the Justice Center, I was there. March against Cleveland Clinic, I was there. Invading Radio 1, I was there. Hold up, where were you? Oh yeah, not there. Discuss, we're too busy to protest while the loss of freedom breathes down our neck. Disgusted in you, hope you follow my line. You can ask for freedom, I'm demanding mine.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why.
Lawman of the land, you should hear my alarming. Armor up when you hear my next warning. The Euclid Corridor, which produced a health line. Brand new project, which will slash a straight line straight through the heart of the inner city, knocking down homes and tearing through buildings. It's called the Opportunity Project. 375 mil the cost to implement. Plowing through Kinsman, Fairfax, Slavic Village, Buckeye, East 55th will be pillaged. Two biggest employers in our city, Cleveland Clinic, oh yeah, and University. They use corridors to get employees to work, even if houses get plowed in the dirt.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
There's a lot of racist clubs down in the flats. Week after week, sad fact, we head back. Even a Russian mob has the nerve to trip. If you don't believe me, check my manuscripts. Before the club could play us out like fools, we packed them Swiss boxers and said, cool.
Yeah.
We need more black-owned clubs like Club Earth. Maybe then we'd envision our self-worth.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Man, I'm just too disgusted to rap. You know it. Y'all complain about rude security and high prices, but are probably heading to the flats right now to get your Dougie and Flex on. Disgusting. HJS. Share. Still rolling.
Of course, I want to thank you all, everyone who's listening. Of course, this is chapter 1, verse 23 of Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's Al Porter, Man in the Streets. And just what does that man stand for? M-A-N, Music Activism News. So, of course, you tuned in to that Al Porter, Man in the Streets, the fastest hour. So everybody who's online, and I see, I appreciate you all for, of course, tuning us in. It's 646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number one, for those who choose to call in or you're using your phone line to definitely call in, definitely press that one to speak. Feel free to press the one key to speak. But since we are all over, that means the World Wide Web, international-wise and everything like that with Blog Talk Radio, sometimes the lines become so clogged that you might not press one. You're not coming through to you to speak. And all you have to do is just stay silent. I'll put you back on hold. You can continue to listen through your phone line, so we do appreciate that. I also want to let people know that since we will give info, please have pens, pencils, loose leaf paper, notebooks, iPads, laptops, desktops, and smartphones available, because you will get a chance to put those in use. Disclaimer number two, what you hear may offend you, but don't blame Varsity Music or Blog Talk Radio. You can call and blame me directly at 646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944. I promise to give you your airtime, your fair share, fair shake to call on through. Be heard. We will appreciate that. With that being said, since I have some time, a lot of times I don't get a chance to do this until the middle of the program or later on. We get a chance to go through what, of course, some of our top, and this is a good thing, the top 10 list of songs that have been played throughout the week, artists from request, and we'll start at number 10, 10th spot, my man D. Gambit from Life Innovations. Number 10, number 9 is Team Takeover. Number 8, instrumentals from Emacs, representing that Varsity Music. Number 7, Instant Classics from Emacs, The Image. Of course, number 6, Against the Grain, Black House Sound. Of course, that was the R&B mix on that, featuring Denise Monroe. Of course, number 5, we definitely have Karma Delaney. Number 4, Hip Hop's David Ruffin, HJS Music, featuring DJ Tech Record of 91.1 FM. The award-winning legendary hip-hop and R&B on the 216 block. And that radio show is, of course, WRUW.org, tonight, 91.1 FM. That's tonight at 3:30 a.m. to 5 a.m. Number 3, Michael Jackson from, of course, SIN Entertainment. Of course, Sacrifice is Necessary. Number 2, A Cleveland Story from Black House Sounds. And number 1, Donna Says from HJS Music. And I'm glad I did get through that just in enough time, because I'm looking at 216-205. That's 216-205. You're on live, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. What's going on with you?
What's going on, Mr. Porter? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. What about you, brother?
I'm blessed. We wanted to make sure we were showing you support, so me and the boys out here checking it out, and we want to hear that new joint when you break it in tonight.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, I tell you what we'll do. Since you did call in and you requested that, I'm going to get that new joint on for you. It's called The Blame Boogie, and we have a few other things that's coming up along with that, and some activities coming up and all of that, so we'll get into all of that for you, and we appreciate you calling in, brother.
Hey, okay, we're here. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Much love and support. Hey, because HJS did call in, getting the boys out there listening, this is, of course, the world premiere of that track that's called The Blame Boogie.
So you wanna blame me?
Leroy?
Really? Rapper, who's an activist?
Yeah.
Lyrical, I'm a raptivist. Traded 2 chains for 1 gold brain. Now I meditate to keep me sane.
Yeah.
In Cali, the label's called Death Row. 10-5 in Cleveland, we got Church Row. Superior, straight through St. Clair. Black churches every damn where. Some have neon signs, all collect tithes. But on the Ave ain't nothing but blight. So pastors, practice what you preach. Talk from pulpits, walk it in the street.
Don't blame it on
black or black crime.
Don't blame it on
Mark McCoy.
Don't blame it on
OPN.
Don't blame it on
Ernest Smith.
Blessed with a voice, so I'm not silent. Cleveland ranked 10th in violence. My city's at the top for job law. We rebuilt downtown at what cost? Metamark and the convention center. How many of us will ever enter? Horseshoe Casino? Yeah, it looks hot. I can't afford to waste cash on slots. Since you told me to stop complaining, I went downtown and saw the mayor. Mr. Jackson, please help fix this. The mayor said it is what it is.
Don't blame it on
Donna Brown.
Don't blame it on
Ken Lancey.
Don't blame it on
HJF.
Don't blame it on
GMS.
All you get is the truth from me. I reach it ain't safe for the ladies. 11 dead on Imperial. Still no missing person unit. Black on black crime and Kathy Coleman. All wanna know what's the holdup. Michelle Knight, Barry, DeJesus. Trapped for years, same more Avenue. East 93rd, new Twilight Zone. Jasmine Trotter, Christine Malone. Now look at this trash in EC. Deskins, Sheely, Rosa Terry. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung.
Don't blame it on
Swab Guy.
Don't blame it on
Shakespeare.
Don't blame it on
E-Max.
Don't blame it on
1008.
Don't blame it on
Tech Record.
Don't blame it on
Voice It Radio.
Don't blame it on
G.I.
Don't blame it on
Be No Good.
Don't blame it on
D. Gambit.
Don't blame it on
Karma Delay.
Don't blame it on
Beat Switch.
Don't blame it on
Urban Survival.
Don't blame it on
Black House.
Don't blame it on
Panther Party.
And you better not blame my mama, fool.
Of course, that was the Blame Boogie. We have some things coming out around that song. You'll be hearing it all over the place. To 216-323, I'll be getting to you within about 1 minute, but I want to let people out there who are listening know that they can use the same phone number, 646-478-0944. That's, of course, 646-478-0944. They can tune in on a Wednesday evening, the Hood Talk 2 from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, where, of course, the host of that program, EVAX, and a roundtable discuss everything from national politics broke down to a local level. And, of course, you have on Fridays and Saturdays, Hood Tunes Radio, Fridays and Saturdays, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, national artists connected with regional artists and Music Business 101. With that being said, since you've been on hold, we're going to 216-323. That's 216-323. What's going on with you this day?
Yeah. That was Carter.
Oh, man. How you doing, brother?
What's going on, Port?
I'm doing well. What about you, brother?
Not much, man. Just checking in up on you, man. Letting you know, man. We're dropping that Trill Talk video, official video. I got Hood Stamp TV on. With Trill North Hood Stamp TV, man. We online with you, man. Sleep. How's that, man?
What's good, man? Yeah, we just dropped that Trill Talk single. It should be out in a minute. Waiting for it to load up on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? We got that on deck for y'all, though.
All right, because I've been listening to that for a while, so I'm glad to know about that official video. It's on you, though, brother. It's on you, brother.
Okay, the Trill Talk video, you know what I'm saying, pretty much based on, you know what I'm saying, keeping all the way Trill, bringing the Trill to the state. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no fake, ain't no cat rapping, none of that going on. It's all real music, you know what I'm saying? For those out there that listen to music instead of scanning through it like Jigga say. You know, I'm out here pushing every day, you know what I'm saying? That Trill Talk EP got 9 songs, all original. I got Pimp C Mother on one of my intros, you know what I'm saying? Produced by A-Wire, you know what I'm saying, from Trill North. And I got my OG Rail from 116 a buck out on there, Trill Gang. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it all the way, you know what I'm saying? 7, you know. Shout out to the whole Urban Survival. Shout out to the whole 7-letter, 7-Nation movement. You know what I'm saying? Cleveland, we in the building. You know what I'm saying? Trill North, man. That's just what it is. That's how we rocking, man. Trill Talk EP going ham in the street. So, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all get your hard copy. It'll be down on iTunes in about another week or so. So, y'all want to copy your copy, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can hit me up at Facebook, Rocky Young Shelzy. If I'm not spelled Shelzy, it's S-H-I-L-L-Z-E-Y. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can also hit my YouTube, Rocky P4. Or you can go to Hood Stamp TV, check out more videos, interviews we have with different type of artists and beat makers and things going on like that.
I appreciate you for that, man. And in about, I'm going to give you 2 minutes, man. I want you to let people know what else is it that you do, some of what you've done, brother. It's on you.
What I do pretty much, man, I'm a rapper, but at the same time, I'm a promoter, you know what I'm saying? I had my listening party at the Southern Fire. I'm on Richmond Road, you know what I'm saying? I'm affiliated with UGK, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Mama West. Mama West is Pimp C mother, you know what I'm saying? I'm a member of Trill Gang. Trill Gang is under UGK Records. And that's ran by His and Leo. I could go through He's and Leo up on the Facebook page. Pretty much what I do, man. I'm a, you know what I'm saying? I'm an entrepreneur, man. And I'm also a Predator Tech brother from Brothers for the Struggle. If y'all don't know about that song, Ready Rock, they dropped back in the day in Cleveland. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Pretty much that's what I'll be doing, man, is out here pushing, man, trying to make it, man, bringing unity to the city. I got my own brand. It's called Trill North. You know what I'm saying? I spell my Trill with a 7. You know what I'm saying? That also means 7-7. And, you know, 7 means God. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
5-star and brotherhood and the whole unity thing going.
Then I appreciate
that's
that.
That's pretty much what I'm about, man.
Hey, that's why I had to ask you, because both of you brothers are so humble that you all have been putting in work. And I have nothing but respect for how you've been using your own name to get far out here and do what you're doing. So, like I said before, man, I tag you, and I mean that as a young legend. So keep doing what you're doing and let people know, both of you, how people can reach you all once again.
Okay, before we tell y'all what we're going to reach out, I just want to give thanks to Al Porter. And then, like that title, I'm gonna dedicate that to you when I do my album, and it's gonna be called Young Legend. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give you big props. Matter of fact, we gonna do a song for it. You know what I'm saying, on that album. You know what I'm saying? But to catch me at Facebook, like my office. But you can catch me at
right.
Rocky Young Shelzy. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know how to spell Shelzy, that's S-H-I-L-L-Z-E-Y. You can hit me up on YouTube, Rocky P4. You can also hit me up on Super Unit 7 Life Promotions. That's Rocky Young Shelzy. If you don't know how to spell Shelzy, that's S-H-I-L-L-Z-E-Y. Hey, Sleep, let them know where to find you at, man.
All right, you can find me on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Facebook at Sleepy Dave, HoodStampTV.com. Basically, you know what I'm saying? They call me Sleep, you know what I'm saying? Cause I mean, I'm more of a behind-the-scenes type of dude, you know what I'm saying? You might see me everywhere. By the way, that's
right.
My slogan, you know what I'm saying? Everywhere like air. You might see me everywhere, but I'm more of a behind-the-scenes type dude, you know what I'm saying? But basically, you know what I'm saying? I mess with Rocky, you know what I'm saying? My dude got drive, you know what I'm saying? That's why I mess with him from the get-go, you know what I'm saying? And we just trying to put on for the city, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody. Shout out to the whole Cleveland, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Trill Talk.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you both. I'm going to get on some beat effect in just a moment. And you feel free to hold a line, because I'll give you some other info on some other places that I think they'll definitely want to hear from your music as well. So thanks to both
all
of
right.
you.
Oh, yeah.
All
we
right.
got 2 minutes on that video reminder, you know what I'm saying? So be on the lookout, you know what I'm saying? Like you can go to YouTube, HoodStampTV.com. Whatever, you know.
I will
do
that. All right, then, we will do that. And thank you for letting us know that exclusive information.
No doubt.
That's five people on that. Only one person can get out there and make that type of introductory noise and let you know it's all his. It's stamped with a 7 on that all day, every day. My man, Rocky, Young Shilzy, the young legend. And before we go into Beat Effect, as promised, I want to let people know, of course, should they choose to. That's why I keep telling people, make sure you have everything to take down the information. Tonight also, SOTC. SOTC from, and that's on Monday nights from 1 a.m. to 3:30 a.m. So that's tonight on WCSB.org. And that, of course, is 216-687-3515. That's 216-687-3515. And also, before I get into anything else, I want to let some people know real quick that, of course, the past Friday, it was a blessed event. Got a chance to go to the B-Swish. Swish Fam, WDB, the sequel. Of course, the Where's the Beef, the sequel. Internet launch party for it. Slash, it was the birthday party for my man B-Swish. We'll get a couple of those joints out for you from there. And also, it was nice because, of course, they had, like, freestyles from Suave, Gotti, GMS, the whole Swish Fam. And, of course, one of my favorite things that happened, they had macaroni and cheese, dirty rice, spaghetti. They had to drag me out from the kitchen. It was a bad scene down there at the internet launch party, but I enjoyed myself immensely. And then on Saturday, Beat Effect, he had his, of course, Players slash Don birthday party and a release of his CD, which was entitled, of course, Diary of a Man Whore. That was an interesting one in itself. Of course, Dangerous Dave Tolliver of Men at Large was there. Cyrus D. Adams of the Law TV Network was also there. Ohio Hip Hop Awards, they were in the house. GMS, Hood Famous TV. So, you know, I'm getting ready to get into this track from, of course, my man Beat Effect. But before I go into anything else, I want to let people know also, more Blog Talk Radio shows, feel free to go to Blog Talk Radio and type in Bored and Restless Radio. Get all the show dates for them. That's Bored and Restless Radio or D Gambit Radio or Corrupt Radio. Because if you're looking for exposure for yourself, hey, they got that for you. So without any further ado, we'll come back through, let you know some upcoming events, talk about some things that are going on in the city around you. And right now, we'll give you Beat Effect, OG-style rapper with his first R&B album, and he's going to give you the good time.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, Mr. Beat Effect.
Watch the breeze. against my window. Oh, 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 only tonight.
Make believe
you love me.
Make believe
one more time. All the good times.
Radio.com. That's Wednesday, voiceofradio.com, 3 to 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time.
It's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. Our in-studio guest will be Swish Fam. And, of course, that was one of those shows that we bring in our live guest, and it was an honor when we had, of course, Rocky Young Shieldsy come through live, play some of his music. And, of course, Heezy Leo called in, gave some more validity to that program. So that will always be remembered. I also want to let some people know that the Art McCoy University Radio Show airs on Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's 5 to 7 p.m. on a Sunday. NewsTalkCleveland.com for live streaming. And, of course, it's WERE 1490 a.m. with a call-in number of 216-578-1490. And every time Brother Art McCoy turns his back, sometimes I slide on some hip-hop, and it's more than likely regional hip-hop, hint, hint, so it lets you know someplace else where we will play your music. I want to let people know real quick before I choose this next track. I mentioned it earlier, mentioned the group and all of that. Before I play the track, I want to let people know that Saturday, August the 3rd, 9 a.m., is the Huff Festival, the Thurgood Marshall Rec Center. That Saturday, the reason I say 9 a.m. is because they have like a pancake breakfast there around 8 a.m. So I do my best to get there at 9 a.m. It's off of 85th Huff area, the Thurgood Marshall Rec Center. Feel free to not only come through for that, but bring banners and signs to march in the parade around 11 a.m. So if you feel like you're a real G, you feel like you got that status, you can come on out and prove it and take a walk with us around the whole Huff area for the, of course, Thurgood Marshall Huff Festival. And then later on that evening, on that Saturday at Club Earth, East Bank of the Flats, the Cleveland Young Guns of Comedy and OPN, Oppressed People's Nation, Oppressed People's Nation's own D-Hawk will do a comedy showcase with proceeds to go to the families of the murder victims that were found on the Shaw Hayden area. We'll get into that story in a little while because there are a few things we're going to add around to that, but that's this coming Saturday evening. I'll say 10 p.m. And then on Sunday, August the 4th, Latino Festival Parade. For real G's who want to walk, be around that 21st Superior area at 11 a.m. Definitely bring your things to line up. I'll be there. You want further contact with me, it's 216-704-5036. That's 216-704-5036. Nice little walk through downtown Cleveland for, of course, the Latino Festival Parade. And so I just want to let people know that. August the 10th, the Glenville Festival and Parade. We'll give you the parade route and time next Monday, but I just want to let people know that Swiss Fam and Urban Survival are slated to be in the parade on August the 10th and scheduled to perform so far Major Taps, Better Off, Karma Delane, and the seven-minute sheriff Kilroy Experience. And the headliner for that day will be Houdini. You know Houdini, the freaks come out at night, Friends, One Love, Funky Beat, Big Mouth, Rap Attack. And if they can figure out a way in a family-friendly environment to do I'm a Ho, I want to see that with myself. Well, I'm glad I'll be there because that was my joint. And that is, of course, Houdini is coming to town on August the 10th. And I want to let people know that, of course, on August the 17th, that's open for performers to come through. Field General of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Ward 10 candidate, it looks like that'll be around maybe like 1 to 5. Donald Walker Brown will have an outdoor event where she'll invite a few special guests. That will be announced like close to the time, but it will be very interesting on that day on 146th and St. Clair. HJS Music will be providing the sounds. And, of course, we invite people to come through and do their best Blame Boogie. Because the best Blame Boogie will be taking it around town, and you'll be going around town to do that. And, of course, now you see what we told you to at least have things to write down information for what might fit you, because Black on Black Crime will be sponsoring an outdoor activity on August the 24th at Black on Black Crime Incorporated headquarters, which is located at 14660 intersection of Lee and Euclid, Lee Road and Euclid Avenue. And you see the McCall's parking lot, which is also where we have our weekly Black on Black Crime meetings on Wednesdays at 7:30. And that particular event will be 3 to 5 p.m. You know, Rocky Young Shilzy came through before and did something, and this time it'll be very interesting to see where that brother will be popping up. So before we get into, of course, our main topic for this evening, I'll let you all know one thing. The call-in number is 646-478-0944 for all the ones who are listening. This next track features myself, B-Evil Swish from Swish Fam, B-187. It's the remix to a song that was definitely a classic that was done. This is the 137 Swish Fam remix from Where's the Beef, the sequel.
Black on Black.
Black on Black.
OPN.
OPN.
Swish Fam.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties and organized cop killings, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman, I'm in a Latino, sorry man, black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with us. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with us. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with the Klan. Black shield, black police, the officers, why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
What?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police patrolmen's association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Paul Redneck has a way with words. He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gun down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank, wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in Touché. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison or system. Touché. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, there's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead on all top, family grieving. It's spreading like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening,
steady out for just this. The clutch fist in the air. Black power, the first pig ever did. The fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Of course, Where's the Beef? The sequel. And it's a sequel to what was already a classic, the original Where's the Beef that came out last year from, of course, Swish Fam and associates and affiliates and guest stars and all of that. And then this past week, last week, was, of course, the internet launch party. So, you know, before we get into something else off of that, I just want to definitely go back through real quick. This is always the fastest hour. So I'm just going to break everything down and say that, of course, Michael Madison, 35, spent 4 years in prison and is listed as a sexual predator. He now sits behind bars on a $6 million bond for the murders of 38-year-old Angela Deskins, 27-year-old Shatisha Shealy, and 18-year-old Sherelda Terry. All three families are still accepting donations for funeral expenses and other costs. 11 murder victims on Imperial Avenue by Anthony Sowell. The Imperial Coalition, consisting of community leaders, pastors, residents, property, business owners, and city officials, plan on breaking ground on a memorial park in May 2014 to be put on the site of Sowell's home. The project will range from $183,000 to $468,000, depending on which architectural design that they choose. Now, that is a blessing that at least that's being done. But we want to come back to the Imperial Coalition and, of course, the 11 murder victims and their families that are still left behind. So if you can keep that in your mind frame for just a little while I go through here and let people know about, of course, Toni Landers. I mentioned her name. She was a 12-year-old victim who miraculously, she was shot at the Walter A. Burks Park and survived. She received $1 million from the National Act. Well, she received $1,000. She received $1,000 from the National Action Network. And that was a blessing that she received $1,000 from the National Action Network. And the NAACP, of course, they each matched each other's offer. So the NAACP gave $1,000, which was a blessing. So that's $2,000. Private donations from other organizations and groups are nowhere near that. So they put, like, different groups gave what they could. Different private donations gave what they could before the last event that was held. They at one time had only had through private donations $139. So you take the $2,000, you take the $139, there was an event held, and there was a few hundred that was raised, and that was a blessing. But the problem was that after her hospital stay, the family is financially strapped for cash, meaning that they are really, really in a hole and struggling right now. They're attempting to at least buy a laptop for, of course, her homeschooling, since she's afraid to go outside. You know, I was blessed to be at the miracle birthday party they had when she turned 13 years old. I was one of a few people who actually went through that and went to that, and it was a big blessing that the media came to cover a miracle, because so many times they end up covering the worst ends of everything. So, you know, if anybody still wants to donate or want to know, like, the banks and what's going on, the contact person is Cyrus Mitchell. That's Cyrus Mitchell at 216-548-4478. Now, there's a reason that I still want you to add Toni Landers' name to, of course, the victims at Imperial Avenue. I want to just, you know, go through and go down and let people know that, of course, on East 93rd, the East 93rd area, Jasmine Trotter, Christine Malone, and Ashley Lazeski. Those three families still need donations, and they're having a very, very rough time. Now, I'm going to, like, flash forward and go back to last Wednesday before bringing us a little bit up to date. Because last Wednesday, Art McCoy from Black on Black Crime Incorporated, he sponsored a 300-man search in fields and abandoned buildings in East Cleveland. And afterwards, Oppressed People's Nation and the Imperial Women held an anti-women violence rally. Anti-women's violence rally where 400 people showed, including State Rep Bill Patman, Senator Nina Turner, Cleveland Council Member Zach Reed, and, of course, Mamie Mitchell. Those were the council people who were there, incumbents. And then almost all of EC's council members, as well as Mayor Gary Norton, was there as well. East Cleveland Council candidate Ernest Smith was there, as well as Cleveland Council candidate Donald Walker Brown for Ward 10 and Bashir Jones candidate for Ward 7. But let's go back to the incumbents. There's a reason I want you to remember incumbents like, oh, I don't know, Zach Reed, Mamie Mitchell. Love them for showing up. And there have been a lot of things that Zach has done his best in, you know, his area to now do some things for women in that area, from providing mace whistles from a grant that was given through and donated through from Walmarts and all of that. But I want to just go back and we'll look at, of course, State Rep Bill Patman, Senator Nina Turner. All right. Amanda Berry, Michelle Knight, Gina DeJesus. The Cleveland Courage Fund, established by Cleveland council members. That's Cleveland City Council members, Brian Cummins, Matt Zone, and, of course, Donna Brady, which was set up through the Cleveland Foundation. Donations to that fund went to qualified nonprofit organizations to benefit the survivors and their families. As of, we'll say, the past week, there's now more than $1.1 million from more than 9,200 donors. $1.1 million from more than 9,200 donors. And I'm saying this right now. I believe that because of mental stress and everything, those ladies definitely deserve that money. You know, I believe they deserve that money. They're going to need it. This is something that's going to be there with them for the rest of their life. But I want you to think about that $1.1 million. And the reason that I'm bringing that up is because, of course, you have to look at everything. And the reason that I'm looking at everything on that is because I'm wondering, you know, I'm wondering that. Where do we fit in on everything? And the reason that I bring that up is because a lot of people don't realize that in Newtown, Connecticut, when the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting took place, you know, 20 children were among the 28 people killed. And, of course, a lot of people don't realize what happened. Do you know a lot of Cleveland counselors and other people like that from our area and our region? They went down there to, of course, look out for those survivors, surviving family members, and all of that, which was a tragedy. Also, Chardon, Ohio, where three students were murdered. A lot of counselors volunteered from Cleveland to go and help both areas, from black elected council people. This is my question. Why haven't our own black leaders from city council, why haven't they used the Cleveland Fund? You know, when are we going to start caring for ourselves and our own council members to decide, you know something? The park is good, but let's take a fund together for the surviving family members from Imperial Avenue. How about the surviving family members from the tragedy, the massacre that happened over in East Cleveland? What about what happened on East 93rd and looking out for those family members? Why haven't more of us stepped up to the plate for Tony Landers? And the reason that I can say that with a full heart is because I'm going to take part in September 28th with the Agora and voiceofradio.com around September 28th. They're having an event for Amanda, Barry, Michelle Knight, Gina DeJesus, you know, artists like Major Taps, Karma Delane, Black House Sounds will be there. But the thing is, people like myself have already gone out here and done some things to help console family members from East 93rd to the tragedy in East Cleveland to Imperial Avenue. People like, I got to give a shout out big time to, of course, Major Taps for what he's done, passing out flyers at one time for Sherelle DeTerry. You know, there are artists that I called, even Karma Delane, who has done things, did a nice little video to go with her track, Screaming, to still focus on, of course, missing teenagers, missing adults. And the reason that I bring that up is, again, if I'm going to do things for the outside, when do we start doing things for the inside as well? You know, people like HJS, who's constantly doing things for the community for years, but you take care of your family first, because at first, if a person is doing right, they're going to Creator first, then in the physical form, your family and home life, then your area before you can do for others. And I just have to question, why haven't we done enough for our own? Somebody asked me before, well, what do have they done for Imperial, or what have they done for 93rd, or how come they're doing this? And I said, well, maybe it's because we're black. And they thought, huh? And I say, yeah, because that self-hate or not expecting to do the best for yourself or expecting the very best causes you to overlook your own while doing other things. And that comes from a person who, again, was on the front lines. My group, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, was one of the groups that was out there when, of course, Brother Felix DeJesus had the erroneous tip that Gina DeJesus was buried on the other end of Seymour. And so being out there for everybody, it just causes you to take a long look inwardly. And we need to start questioning our politicians and asking them to do what needs to be done for the whole area. Or maybe they don't need to represent us anymore. But then again, hey, anything, like I said, don't be mad at Blog Talk Radio or Varsity Music. Feel free to call in at 646-478-0944. Let me hear what's on your mind. This next track, hey, a nice lady representing, of course, Miss Led Music. Where's the Beef, the sequel, Trauma Unit. Hey, I love that beat that was used in this. The D187, excellent job hosting this one, for real.
Where's the beef? Where's the beef?
Led on the track.
I'll be in the Trauma Unit.
And you know what gets me?
I said,
the
Trauma Unit.
Trying to act like my clique ain't official.
You left us no
Might
choice.
Be new to this.
You left us no choice.
Come on now.
The chemistry of this atmosphere is unlike that of any other.
Talking down on Twitch name, throwing shots, can you be ejected out the game? Have you weighed up to
to this greatness. Get off the hating shit. Showing and proving is more important than just faking it. I give a fuck if you diked up or mic'd up. Feel it when I spit it, cause I be shitting in the cypher. I got the right stuff, claim it clean, I'm built for this. See y'all screaming off with a head. Come on, get killed, bitch. You get that spoken word, cause you know you can't rhyme. I've been a recognized poet since the age of 9. Check my background, and while you at it, you can check your mind. I've been getting shine, and now I'm just taking what's mine. And that's respect, cause you can check, and I don't hesitate. Weak, whack, water down, bitch, you took the bait. Hollin' at the cake, now let's get it fucking straight. You can't compete, my team's elite, and we don't fucking play. Hip-hop, R&B, inspiration in the streets. Lady trauma on the beat, using nothing bum to me. Lame and maimed, don't know a thing about the switch. Even if you could walk, you never in my lane. Trick, know when I rip, niggas gather round everywhere. All you can do is hover around in your power chair. Fake ass, Missy, misdemeanor on the track. Couldn't get Magoo, let alone Sebastian to rap on that. Your shit's whack, trash, straight garbage, really foul. I give the fuck who you produce, you ain't rapping my town. Half the motherfuckers from the burbs, not even in land. Got shot 5 times, probably trying to be the man. You ain't gangsta, ain't tough, pretty boy wannabe. Trying to be a nigga, but you still the fucking puss. Beef, don't push me, our shit is too late. I grill it up, how you want it, serve it to you on the plate. Matter of fact, my whole crew do, you know the name, we ain't new. Switch fam, that best click has been true. I hope you got the memo, I say it very clear. Got a lot of balls hollering, who the fuck is Switch this year? I'm a tsunami triple, you're in the significant ripple. Matter of fact, bitter as triple, which you can kick it, it's simple. All your goofies are imbeciles, don't know hip-hop is pitiful. I'm a rookie, I've been a fool, flow be nasty, I'm cynical. Hold up. But I ain't done, though. Nah, I got a word for all you co-signing ass bitch. Oh yeah, y'all know who y'all are. Fall back and get some. Back to this other chick, cause she wants free publicity. See, all a controversy, flaming can't do shit with me. Claiming you so boss, talking about Google. You redfish, bluefish, spoken words, loose doodle. Why'd you insist that I hear it? No reason I should fear it. What made you confident you intervene with nonsense lyrics? Wanna be conscious, spirited, using novice delirious. Leave you bloody, that's period. Ransomed in Chandiria. Y'all asking, who the fuck is that? A whack-ass alias. She dared to put on wax, and I'm back on the attack. And all I do is fake the facts, and knowing that you can't come back. Cause if you do it, be a trap. You caught up in a rapture, tiny ego fracture. Like I said, I've been doing this. Y'all need to back up, or you get smacked up. Phony ass rappers, I dish it. I serve you clean beef on a platter. It could get drastic, bodied in the casket. If anyone come asking, I did it, Mrs. Assassin. And I ain't laughing, I'm serious, no acting. It's really not a game, so ain't no perfect or no capping. I'm out to get for which I came. GBS to the death, I claim. Shit is out, no ref to blame. MISLED, you should learn the name. I'm here to stay paying dues cause I murdered Dame. It's a trap. Damn right, it's a trap. Push bam, GBS, get crushed.
The boss be with us, with us, with us.
And of course, I just wanted to let people know real quick that this coming Thursday, this Thursday at 5 p.m., right at the intersection of Shaw and Hayden. Shaw and Hayden, this Thursday at 5 p.m., hey, there will be a lot of pastors out there and they ask activists to come out to the table, discuss some of the issues so that we can work together. I appreciate that and look forward to it. I also want to let people know, and that's this coming Thursday, 5 p.m., I also want to let people know that, of course, the Summer Football League is in effect. The Summer Football League, Haslam's team of Pilot Flying J, defensive-minded, taking on the offensive-minded federal prosecutors. So definitely, run Haslam, run, because, see, the OGs need to take a lesson of this. You see, OG Has, as I'm going to call him, hey, he pulled the I ain't done nothing wrong like Jimmy DeMora, all right? But hood cats need to take a look at what happened. Because when your peeps get picked up and turn state evidence, you're in a whole lot of trouble. And we already know that 5 people pled and said they were guilty. And they wanted to make plea deals with the feds. But OG has said, we're going to pay all rebates and settle with truckers. But what happened was some truckers said, oh, hell no, we ain't settling for nothing. So as a result, you have 2 more people who just pleaded guilty as the feds are making a case against Haslam. That's just something to think about. Lesson 101, we're going to lead off and leave off with, of course, Emax the Image from, of course, instrumental from Emax.